You can look at that now too. I've got another here. I've got another here. Maybe I don't even know what I show. Maybe.
Oh, this says that the Indians used to come through this way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can remember Indians.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, camped here.
You can remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, they come to see us here.
Oh,
thank you. How nice. Little salt shakers.
Yeah, not much, but you can remember.
Oh, thank you.
There you
go. That looks like Indian things on there. Talking about Indians. Oh, those are cute. Thank you.
Now, here's some names of the early settlers who come to this camp. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it shows where they were, Pollard, These are the different community names.
That's right.
Heel String?
Huh? Heel String, that's in the western district of this county, or west of Corning, anywhere. There's a strip of country over there. The land's tight and tough as a heel string, I reckon. You're cold at that.
Yeah, Greenway, that's where you go to the lodge.
Yeah,
that's
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Scatterville. Now, that's a town out west of Rector, off of the railroad, and they moved into Rector.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's an early town.
Yeah,
now country.
Lawrenceville, I know, because you said that used to be the
county seat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about Crockett?
Crockett's a town, a little Indian town. That's out about 10 miles west of this town, had a post office, cotton gin, and it had two or three stores, and I can remember they had two doctors there, and a stave mill, and I don't know how many saw them. Pretty good little town, Indian town.
It must
town.
Have been.
It was.
Two doctors, that's
it was,
you know,
it was.
About one store and
village. Yeah. Is that all
you
got now?
That's all there is, two or three families living there.
Well, what about success?
Success is a town in the northwest part of this county.
Oh.
And one time was a good town with lots of work there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a man by the name of Kurt Lewis lived there, and he carried the only bank there in Success. Mm-hmm. He carried through this county during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved it to Pocahontas. The bank in Pocahontas went broke. That's in Randolph County. Yeah. And sold it there, but it was a success there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not much town now. It's
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's a Datto over there in the western Jacob town, they call Datto.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Reno over there. And there's a little town. It used to be a pretty good town in time. It's northwest of Corning. It's what's the name of it?
Maynard?
No, Maynard's in Randolph County. It ain't no town up to it now. But it's Now the western district of the county's got no hills in here.
Uh-huh.
It's got ridges. It's a level land country.
It's level, western part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where it's got Black River and Case River, bottom land, that's what it is. It's nearly all cleared now, it's
mm-hmm.
a farming country,
mm-hmm.
but it's no hills in here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Spring River, it's not in.
Mm-mm.
It's not.
Yeah.
Oh, this is James R. Hollis. That's
yeah, that's, that is, well, James R., that's an uncle.
That's an uncle?
That's an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Great uncle, it's a great uncle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a son of the Wiley Hollis that's sort of right out west of town here, about three miles.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really interesting. That really is. That's, I just love all this. Mm. Lots of, I guess that may be true. You were telling me about the town that had, we were talking about out there.